I'm Lloyd from Bumstead's Bicycles. I want to just take a minute to maybe help you pick your first mountain bike. If you're just getting into mountain biking and you're getting scared away by maybe friends or someone that you've seen with a mountain bike and they're telling you, oh, you got to spend $2,000 on a mountain bike, that is just not the case. Let me go through a few points with you on helping you to determine the right mountain bike. The first thing you got to do is ask yourself a few questions. Are you going to ride in the mountains? Are you going to just ride on some dirt roads? Do you just like the idea of a mountain bike and you're just going to ride on the street? All of these things will determine which is the right mountain bike for you. Now, let's start with the easiest of those. You like the look and style of a mountain bike, but reality is the most you're going to do is a dirt road. At that point, anything that a bike shop carries that's basic, it looks like a mountain bike, it's going to have more of a dual purpose tire. What that means is it's still a knobby tread tire, but the center tread is more interconnected and it will still roll smooth on the street. That will help so that when you're on the pavement, it doesn't ride very rough and make a lot of noise and be hard to pedal. So that would be the first thing. Most of the time you're gonna have 21 speeds. It's gonna be an aluminum frame, Shimano or SRAM components, pretty entry level. If you're not looking to do anything more than a dirt road, a light path, maybe ride around a campground, you don't even need the disc brakes. A lot of the higher end mountain bikes come with a disc brake. If you get something that has more of just a linear or V brake like this, a traditional rim brake, you'll be fine. Again, less money with the rim brakes than the disc brake models. I would rather see you get a next level up in components than get the disc brakes, especially at that entry level price point. Next step, you want to do a little bit of mountain biking. You're not an extreme athlete. You're not looking to jump off 10-foot, drop-offs or things like that. Maybe there's some local trails. Maybe you've got a couple friends that go mountain biking and you want to hit some trails, but you're not sure how into it you're going to be. Some of the features you want to look for then would be an adjustable front fork. You want front shocks that have enough travel and enough adjustability to hit those bumps and take up the shock and abuse of hitting rocks and potholes and rain ruts and things. Another aspect would be definitely disc brakes. As you start riding more and more off-road, the disc brakes become an issue because of the dirt and mud and grime. You have better stopping power in those adverse conditions on steeper descents. Again, a better braking in that instance. For light duty rim brakes, fine. A step up, you definitely want to spend the money for disc brakes. You're probably going to get a bike, again, aluminum frame, but more 24 speeds, so 8 gears in the back rather than 7. That's going to give you a little faster, crisper shifting. Again, you're going to be up and down hills. You're going to need a little more precise shifting than you would just on flat ground. You're going to be doing more bouncing around and things. The better drivetrains work well. Price points there, you're going to be in the $500 to $600 range for a bike that you could go mountain biking and do entry-level stuff and it hold up to that use and or abuse, whichever you'd like to call it. The next step from there, let's say you've maybe been using a used mountain bike, you've been riding the trails a little bit, and you're looking for, okay, I want a new bike now. But maybe you go mountain biking every weekend, or you've got a group of 6 or 8 of you that are going to all the local trails. Maybe you're planning weekend trips to go to some more adverse conditions. Maybe you live somewhere where there's near the mountains where you can ride the ski lifts up and go down the hills. At that point, you're probably going to go to something with more travel on the front fork. It's going to be larger diameter. You may even have lockout features on the fork, damping, so a lot more features on the front fork. Again, this is your suspension at this level. So the better the front fork, the better the bike's gonna handle in those adverse conditions. You may even go to now hydraulic disc brakes rather than cable pull brakes. So it's almost like power brakes on your car. Here again, now you're gonna go to 9-speed in the rear. So you're gonna have 27 speed rather than 21 or 24 speeds. Again, that extra gear makes it a little more precise, a little faster shifting. The rims on the better quality bikes, they're gonna be what's called double wall. That means there's two layers inside. There's an extra reinforcement. You will also start to notice that on a normal spoked rim, the spoke comes out of the rim. There's just a hole here. Better quality rims, they're called eyeleted. You'll have a stainless steel reinforcement washer, basically. Makes the rim stronger, holds up better again to hitting the ruts, the potholes, all of the things that you're gonna encounter on a mountain bike ride. One of the things for entry level, a lot of people, they see the fancy full suspension bikes, they see the people out on the trails on these. For a first time bike, stay away from it. Good quality suspension bikes, minimum $1,500. Anything below $1,000, I jokingly call it a pogo stick. The rear suspension needs to be of adequate quality so that you don't bounce up and down adversely. The problem with that is that it uses up a lot of your pedaling force, gets eaten up by the suspension. Don't be wowed into that $500 or $600 full suspension bike. It's too heavy and the suspension will not work properly. You're always better off with a good quality hardtail for your first bike. It will teach you how to read the trail and you will learn how to ride better. Your second bike, full suspension by all means, first time out, stick with a hardtail. You will have a better time, you will get a better bike for your money. Kind of overview, you have bikes, mountain bikes for people that maybe will hit a dirt road. You can get those, and most of the time gonna be aluminum frame, front shocks, 21 speeds. Next step up, you're gonna do some mountain biking, maybe light trails, but you're definitely gonna hit the dirt. Maybe you've ridden a bike before. Here you're gonna be usually 24 speeds. Again, aluminum frame, better quality front shocks, better quality disc brakes. The upper level, you're gonna go to hydraulic brakes, 9-speed in the rear, eyeleted rims, still aluminum frame, and definitely hardtail, not full suspension. I hope that answers some questions for you. Thanks.